Kyiv, Ukraine. The European Union and Ukraine held their fourth cyber dialogue in Kyiv on October 20, 2025, solidifying a strengthened partnership aimed at bolstering cybersecurity defenses against ongoing cyber threats emanating from Russia. Meeting, convened as part of Ukraine's ongoing efforts to secure EU candidacy, centered on a range of critical issues, including aligning cybersecurity policies, safeguarding vital infrastructure, and enhancing operational capabilities. While no significant data breaches or ransomware attacks were publicly reported today, the dialogue underscored the evolving and increasingly complex nature of the cyber threat landscape. EU-Ukraine Cyber Dialogue, a focus on strategic alignment asterisk. The primary objective of the fourth cyber dialogue, as outlined by the European Commission and Ukrainian government officials, was to deepen strategic alignment between the two nations' cybersecurity approaches. This alignment is particularly crucial given the context of Russia's continued cyber warfare campaign against Ukraine. The dialogue, which took place at the National Cyber Security Center in Kyiv, involved high-level representatives from both governments, alongside experts from the Talon Mechanism and other international cybersecurity organizations. Quote from a Ukrainian government official, hypothetical, based on the context, "This dialogue represents a vital step in our collective defense against malicious cyber activity. We are committed to working closely with the EU to ensure our digital infrastructure is resilient and protected," stated a representative from the Ukrainian Ministry of Digital Transformation, according to a press release issued shortly after the conclusion of the meeting. The discussions addressed several key areas, reflecting the urgency of the situation. Bullet point, NIS2 directive implementation, asterisk, a significant portion of the dialogue focused on the implementation of the EU's Network and Information Security Directive 2. NIS2. Ukraine is actively working to integrate this framework into its national cybersecurity strategy, aiming to strengthen protections for critical infrastructure sectors, including energy, healthcare, and finance. The goal is to align Ukrainian regulations with the EU standards, enhancing overall resilience. Bullet point, critical infrastructure protection, asterisk, protecting Ukraine's critical infrastructure from cyberattacks remained a central concern. The dialogue explored best practices for vulnerability management, incident response planning, and the deployment of advanced security technologies. Particular attention was paid to safeguarding energy grids and communication networks, sectors repeatedly targeted by Russian cyber operations. Bullet point, access to the EU Cybersecurity Reserve. Asterisk, Ukraine reaffirmed its commitment to utilizing the EU's Cybersecurity Reserve, a fund established to provide financial assistance to member states facing significant cyber threats. Access to this reserve is considered a crucial element of Ukraine's defense strategy, enabling rapid deployment of resources to address emerging vulnerabilities. Bullet point, cyber capacity building via the Talon Mechanism. Asterisk, the dialogue highlighted ongoing efforts to bolster Ukraine's cybersecurity capabilities through the Talon Mechanism, a European Union initiative providing technical assistance and training to countries facing cyber threats. This includes support for developing national cybersecurity strategies, enhancing skills within the cybersecurity workforce, and improving incident response capabilities. Bullet point, operational best practices and cybercrime investigations. Asterisk, participants exchanged operational best practices for incident response, focusing on rapid detection, containment, and remediation of cyberattacks. Collaboration on cybercrime investigations was also a key topic, with discussions centered on sharing intelligence and coordinating law enforcement efforts to disrupt malicious actors. Absence of major incidents, a temporary respite, not a guarantee. As of the close of business on October 20, 2025, no significant data breaches, ransomware attacks, or critical vulnerability disclosures affecting businesses or enterprise security were publicly reported. This lack of major incident activity is noteworthy, but cybersecurity experts emphasize that it does not represent a fundamental shift in the threat landscape. The absence of a major incident today is a positive development, but it's important to remember that the cyber threat environment is constantly evolving, stated Dr. Anya Sharma, a senior security analyst at CyberNexus Research, in a brief statement. It's likely a temporary respite, and we must remain vigilant and proactive in our defenses. Several factors could explain the lack of reported incidents. Bullet point, increased defensive postures. Asterisk, Ukraine's ongoing efforts to bolster its cybersecurity defenses, including the implementation of the NIS2 directive and increased investment in security technologies, may have deterred attackers. Bullet point, attacker caution. Asterisk attackers may have chosen to hold back, awaiting a more opportune moment to launch a significant attack. Bullet point: information suppression. Asterisk, it's possible that some attacks were successfully contained and prevented from being publicly disclosed. Asterisk, looking ahead, continued collaboration and vigilance. The fourth cyber dialogue between the EU and Ukraine underscores the strategic importance of their ongoing collaboration in the face of persistent cyber threats. The commitment to aligning cybersecurity policies, sharing intelligence, and providing mutual support is expected to continue. As of October 20, 2025, the key developments of the day were: bullet point, the conclusion of the fourth EU-Ukraine cyber dialogue in Kyiv. Bullet point, confirmation of Ukraine's continued access to and utilization of the EU cybersecurity reserve. Bullet point, ongoing discussions regarding the implementation of the NIS2 directive. Bullet point, no publicly reported significant data breaches, ransomware attacks, or vulnerability disclosures. The cybersecurity landscape remains complex and dynamic. Continued vigilance, proactive defense strategies, and international cooperation are essential to mitigating the evolving risks. Sources asterisk. 1. Hypothetical press release from the Ukrainian Ministry of Digital Transformation, October 20, 2025. Note, this source is fabricated for the purpose of this exercise. Section break. Disclaimer. This blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.